This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
You know what? I'm just waiting once for the gal to say no. Okay.
One. I grew up in the country, and we had maybe a quarter mile of open space in front of us, and then a hill. And so we had binoculars on the couch, so we'd just look out the window and see what was going on the hill, you know what I mean? And I remember one day my mom was looking through the binoculars, and she's like, "What is that?" It's just like this like brown creature that was like rustling around in the field. And it was a badger building a den. And for that entire summer, my mom like kept me at close range. She's like, "I don't want you going over there and getting eaten by that badger." To this day, whenever I like see a badger, I'm like, I don't know about that. Two. While I think I have it mostly in check these days, like I can be a little bit hypochondriac. My dad was a doctor, and like, I know this wasn't his intention, but his dinner time conversation when he came home from work was not always good for my brain. Three. When I was a kid, there was a period of time where I thought that someone might have swapped out my dad. I would do this thing when he would come home. I would really quietly run downstairs when I heard the garage door opening, and my dad had this pair of coveralls hanging up right behind the door. And I would stand behind the coveralls, and then when he came in the door, I'd like jump out and scare him. And like, even though I did this every single night, it would still scare the crap out of him. But I remember after I had done this for a little while that like my reason for doing it changed to see if I could catch him like getting into costume. I just kind of wondered if he was not who he said he was and he had fooled us all. Four. Elevator doors. I kind of thought this was something everyone was afraid of. Five. I didn't stop wetting my pants in the daytime until I was in sixth grade. I just did it every single day. The thing that made me stop is that I had a big crush on a girl in my grade, and I realized that she would never like me if I wet my pants, so I shamed myself out of it. I used to be afraid that I would do it for the rest of my life, though. I think my parents were, too. Six. Plucking out all the hair on my face. Seven. Pseudoscorpions. It came from one of those like really unhealthy late night Wikipedia sessions. I think this was like maybe my freshman year in college, because I had a roommate that I tried to avoid he only listened to two kinds of music, and one of those was the band Tool, and the other was the Age of Empires soundtrack. He would wake up at 6 to do his exercises, and he would make himself a pot of coffee, but he would use that same coffee maker to make instant ramen in the evenings. It was like hot chicken broth and coffee was what the smell of in the mornings was. And it was at a time when I had very long hair, and I would have really terrible sleep because my hair would wrap around my head and it would tickle me under the nose. Oh God, a bug just flew in my mouth. Man, I'm just having all sorts of trouble today, Odelia. I'm sorry. I'm getting off point. Like, that was the milieu of when my pseudoscorpion's face was. And as someone who works with fear professionally, some of my fears I feel quite fondly of, and this is one of them. Eight. Mercy killing an animal. Nine. Doing exactly the wrong thing when I think it's exactly the right thing. Every now and then when I'm feeling a very certain flavor of misanthropic, I'll look up videos of people who have proposed to their significant other in a sporting event. The ones where people say no is a ridiculous feeling. That person who like gets down at the half court mark and like gets on their knee and opens up a ring box to someone who doesn't expect it. Like the line between thinking you have everything figured out and having nothing figured out is way closer than I think it is. Ten. Lightning strikes. I think it was at Boy Scout camp one year. They're like, sometimes, right before people get struck by lightning, they feel like they have a penny on their tongue. And so every once in a while, I feel like I have a penny on my tongue. And I'm like, oh shit, it's happening. I'm Jeff Entman, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Jeff Entman is the host of KCRW's Here Be Monsters. He's originally from Pullman, Washington. When Jeff was a little kid, he ate an entire jar of tiny seashells. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? When I'm folding my laundry and then there's like this spare pair of mushroom-colored underwear that I'm like, I don't have mushroom-colored underwear. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
Is that a penny? Do I taste a penny?